This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Well, it's Aja Raymond. This is You Remind Me, a song on the Capricorn Breakfast, right? Before we talk to Philip and Paul, let's look at the stats. There are reports that developments like, Stain City are fast becoming some of the most desirable high-end estates in the country, with prices starting at around 2.2 million for a one-bedroom apartment. This is crazy.
2.2 million?
Yeah, 2.2 million.
For a one-bedroom.
And now check this out. Going all the way up to 60 million for a six-bedroom home. 60 million. 60.
Okay, you see the rate at which we are surprised. Clearly, you and I are not target markets. If the numbers are throwing us off, you can tell that we're not target market. So, at the very same time, Mr. Jones, we're understanding that data from Ladstone shows that Plettenberg Bay has one of the highest concentration of high-value properties in the country. That's about nearly 40% homes valued at over 3 million rands, right? So, clearly, it looks like there's a pattern here when it comes to where wealth chooses to settle. I don't know if wealth is settling in Limpopo, in Polokwane. Where is it? Where are the ultra-wealthy in Polokwane? Philip is here to give us the address. Morning, Philip. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So Philip is the broker and owner of Remax. Now, Philip, when you look at, this information we're sharing with you this morning, developments out in Stain City, high-value areas like Plettenberg Bay, what are some of the key factors driving where the wealthy, the ultra-wealthy, choose to buy a property?
So, for the most part, it's definitely a lifestyle thing. But we also need security, lifestyle quality, location, long-term value protection.
Okay.
But I would say also that there are different reasons in different areas. Limpopo is already attractive. And natural, but we need a bit of infrastructure upgrading.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you say lifestyle and security, do you find that these ultra wealthy are buying some of the properties for strategic investment decisions, maybe?
So, it's foremost, most and foremost, it's definitely a lifestyle choice.
Okay.
Over an investment. But people are also looking at wealth protection and wealth creation. But as a caveat, I would say if that is your primary driver, luxury homes aren't your thing, because, I mean, you're going to spend, in most of these cases, about 30 bar just to erect the house, you know? And then you're going to, I mean, last year the top sale was, although it's marketed at 60, was 33 bar. So from a wealth preservation and creation point of view, I would rather suggest buy 61 million rand townhouses or homes than as opposed to a 60 million rand home. But you won't get the lifestyle quality, you know, from those houses. You know, you could always rent a house like that, because you'll be renting it at like 40 or 50 grand, you know, which would be sometimes much cheaper, you know, and you've got a better yield on all of your investments. So I would definitely say it's more a lifestyle security thing. Wealth chases certainty. And
all right. So we know that we are not about to see you, Philip, on any show on TV or the lifestyle of the rich and famous. You'll be like, buy property, rent it out.
No, well, it's a different type of buyer. The kind of guy that spends that type of money is not really concerned only about, you know, wealth preservation. Although they want certainty and resale value. Limpopo is definitely starting to attract this kind of buyer. But we need the right infrastructure first. We need amenities. We need to create actually business, because business will attract, or bigger business will attract bigger buyers. And, you know,
well, you keep saying that Limpopo is attracting, but where are the ultra wealthy in Limpopo?
Well, currently they're in Joburg. a lot of people, over the past, there's been a trend that people have been moving to the city. When I think they're trying to, or there is definitely a trend of them moving back. You find specifically in Limpopo, Hoedspruit is a big boom. It's a lot of things that count there. It's access to the airport. But for the most part, people are chasing the lifestyle. I was having this discussion yesterday with somebody. In Polokwane, for instance, you are 15 minutes away from everything. So you don't really need a centralized point with access to schooling and whatever, because it's just quicker traveling here.
Yeah.
And it's way cheaper living here. It's also, although there is a you know, you're going to also spend the same type of money, but not up to 30 bob, maybe 6, 7, 8 okay. is what you'll achieve in Polokwane.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, with what you're saying, you definitely see Limpopo becoming a much stronger luxury property market if you had a list. If we have like a checklist, if you tick this, check, then there's hope.
Yes, definitely. Okay. Definitely. There's already all of these medical centers coming to Polokwane. That's going to attract a lot of wealth. You know, they've been talking about the high-speed rail coming through to Polokwane, although we must just get it done.
I know.
But all of these infrastructure developments, this large academic hospital, training hospital, that's going to add a lot of value to Limpopo as well. So it's good for the province. I was also saying, I'm not necessarily excited about South Africa, but as Limpopo, in comparison, I'm quite excited because a lot of wealth from South Africa is coming here, and we're attracting international wealth as well through the mines and that sort of thing.
Oh, lovely. Well, thank you so much, Philip, for helping us have this conversation. That's broker and owner of Remax, Philip Skuman.
Thanks, guys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.